Welcome to Purple Politics Nevada. I'm your host, Lucia Starbuck. The name refers to the fact that the state isn't red or blue, it's both. We're broadcasting live from KUNR studio in Reno. We're less than 3 months away from the June primary. Woo! Who's ready? Okay, today we're talking about the Democratic race for Attorney General. Two current elected officials, Nevada Treasurer Zach Conine and Senate Majority Leader Nicole Cannizzaro, want to advance to the general election to become the state's top law enforcement officer. But only one candidate can. Today, we're hearing directly from them. First up is Zach Conine. Thanks for being with us bright and early, Zach.
Absolutely. Happy to be back on Purple Politics. I think this is our third time, maybe our fourth time. I don't know.
Woohoo! Always happy to talk politics. Well, first of all, how do you view the top job as the top cop in Nevada?
Well, I think as the top legal officer of Nevada, the focus really has to be about protecting the state from all sorts of threats, internal and external. And right now, the biggest threat that we've got to deal with, the concern that we all have for the future of our state and democracy, is this administration, right? A president who is absolutely focused on destroying what makes Nevada great. And it's a scary time, right? And I know, understand for voters, for Nevadans, sort of up and down the state, it is a scary time. But luckily, we've led through crises before. You know, I ran the Treasury during the pandemic. We dealt with all sorts of problems we'd never dealt with before. And we learned how to manage during a crisis. And so I think it's incredibly important that we have an AG who can get in there and continue looking for ways to fight back against a president who is empowering wealthy corporations to take advantage of Nevadans. We've got to fight back against his unconstitutional tariffs, as we have been, right? Waiting for that money still. But we've got to keep fighting back on tariffs. We've got to fight back against election interference, attacks on reproductive rights, and the corruption that Trump has normalized, right? He's just made it so much easier for people to walk on the wrong side of the line and do things that hurt Nevadans. We've got to make sure that we fight his CEO friends, his payday lender friends, his housing corruption friends, his bad landlords. And we've got to make sure that ICE plays by the rules. Now, we think it's really, really important at this time to have an AG who's doing this work right now, right? You know, we are fighting with the Trump administration every day when he tries not to pay his bills, when DOGE shows up and tells us that we don't get to get paid back for something, right? Our office is in the middle of that fight every day, working with nonprofit organizations to make sure they get paid, working with nonprofit organizations as they deal with changes to racial policies, as they deal with pushes back against DEI and the work that they've been doing. And it's just harder for them, right?
There are so many problems to tackle, and we'll get into some, but I'm curious, what do you think is the top issue and how will you address it if elected?
The top issue is making sure that we fight back against this administration, fight back against Trump on every blade of grass, right? And we have seen this from the current attorney general, who has been doing a great job fighting back against the president. You know, a lot of times we'll hear from reporters and people on the trail that, you know, they're wondering why Ford is constantly suing the federal government. And I have to correct him, right? He is not constantly suing the federal government. He's consistently suing the federal government every time. This administration is violating a Nevadan's constitutional rights, he's suing. Every time this administration is trying to make it hard for Nevada small businesses to survive, he's suing them. And we need an AG who can start that work on day one.
Many in this country don't feel that due process exists anymore and that the Constitution is no longer being followed. How would you restore the rule of law?
Well, I think that one of the biggest moments that we're dealing with right now is this loss of hope, right? And I think we need to acknowledge that for this administration, hopelessness is the goal. Because if you're trying to create an authoritarian regime, the way you do that is by removing hope from Nevadans. You do that by making people question whether or not due process still exists, by making people question whether or not they're going to get a fair shake when they go to court. They need to, you know, they're questioning whether or not it's fair anymore, right? Whether or not our way of life is fair. And when that happens and they lose hope, they move farther away from the light and it becomes harder for them to be successful. And so I think the AG And every member of elected government in Nevada needs to constantly be reinforcing the fact that we do have a system of laws, that that system of laws does work. Sometimes it works more slowly than it needs to. Sometimes, the arc of the universe bends towards justice a little bit slower than we'd like it to. But our job is to continue pushing each and every day with every lever we can. And, in the Treasury, we've had a fair amount of experience finding and making new levers. And I think that's what we need at this time. We need creativity in government so that we can find other ways to push back and other ways to protect Nevadans from, frankly, unprecedented threats.
ICE enforcement has surged in Nevada, similar to the rest of the country, but here, much of it is happening inside jails. After their initial arrests, Latino immigrants are being handed over to ICE and deported without adjudication or before their criminal cases are resolved. What is your response to this, and is there anything the AG can do?
Absolutely, right. And I think this is again another example of Trump's rampant, reckless disregard for the Constitution and the rule of law. And the damage to Nevada isn't just this massive concern within communities that they are going to get picked up and moved to another state and potentially deported without any due process. There's also massive economic damage to Nevada, right, which we are seeing in our tax revenues. There's tourism damage to Nevadans, and families are afraid.
What can the,
Nevada has
oh, sorry.
Nevada has failed legislatively on this front. Nevada has failed as a state. We have failed as a country on this front. I think we need to look at agreements between Trump's ICE and local law enforcement and understand whether or not, as the ACLU questions, they have been allowed to enter into those agreements. We need to look at ways that the legislature can lean in and protect immigrants. There are big holes in keeping ICE out of our schools. There are big holes in what ICE is allowed to do in the state. And I think we need to push as AG to make sure that existing laws are enforced and that we don't have law enforcement coming into our state as a paramilitary body and making bad choices, breaking laws, and unfortunately, in the case cases in Minnesota, killing citizens, right? And we also need to make sure that we expand the laws that are already in the state to be more effective.
During the biennial legislative session, see you guys in Carson City in February, the AG can propose bills as well. What legislation would you put forward?
Our first focus is on expanding the protections that we've got for workers and organized labor, right? We're going to create on day one our Division of Workers' Rights, making sure that we continue to expand the work that has already been done and needs to be done to protect against wage theft, right? One of the largest sources of crime in the state. I think the other thing we really need to work on is corruption. And so our office will be proposing legislation to make it easier for us to go after political corruption, to make it easier for us to go after bullying in government, to make sure that everybody has a fair shake. Because look, let's call it what it is. Right now, if you've got a bunch of money and you've got a bunch of access, you can get laws passed that make your life better. But if you are an immigrant in this a state, you do not have the lobbyists to get that work done. If you are a puppy trying not to be bred until you're, dead, you do not have the protections to get this done. If you are a lender who is being taken advantage, a borrower, excuse me, who's been taking advantage by payday lenders, there is no one coming to save you. And I think it's important for the AG to stand up for everybody, not just people with money.
AG Aaron Ford has been criticized for how long it has taken to prosecute the fake electors. If you'll remember, in 2020, six Republicans publicly tried to falsely award Nevada electoral college votes to President Donald Trump. He lost then. It was part of a coordinated effort to overturn those results. Would you have done anything differently?
As the largest investor in the state, right, with a $10 billion portfolio, I've always been taught not to backseat drive other people's portfolios, right? Ford has information, is making decisions at the time that he thought were best, and I support those decisions. Our focus in that office is going to be on speeding up literally every process, right? Our plan there is to make sure And if somebody breaks the law, we are handling it immediately. Our plan there is to make sure that if there's a public records request, we handle it immediately, right? We want to speed up the functions of the office. And I think I've got unique experience in that front because of how effective I've made the Treasury, right? When I got there, the Treasury was a quiet organization that did pretty good work, but didn't get everything done. And now it is the fifth largest revenue stream of the state. We've returned hundreds of millions of dollars to Nevadans, spent billions of dollars on affordable housing. And I think we've been able to show that good government can work faster and better for Nevadans. I think it's incredibly important that we protect our democracies and that anybody who is doing things that they shouldn't and breaking the law gets prosecuted to the fullest extent of it.
What kind of courtroom experience do you have, and what approach would you take if elected?
Yeah, I think this is an important conversation. I'm glad you bring it up because let's talk about what the job is and what the job isn't. The job on day one is going to be to fight Trump administration overreach. And I'm doing that now. $2.1 billion of tariffs requested to be refunded, and we're going to get that money back. Making sure that Nevada gets paid for things like hearing tests for infants that the administration is preventing us from getting paid back. Making sure that we're getting the education funding that Nevada has deserved. Making sure that we're helping nonprofits fight back against racism and anti-DEI efforts. This is not a job that we can learn on the job, right? We need to know, and the next AG needs to know how the executive branch works, how to hire, and lead and manage in the executive branch, how to manage large groups of people, right? And managing 62 people in the Treasury now, we've led thousands of people throughout my career at both my law firm, at my consulting company, and at large gaming companies. This is a time to be prepared on day one, not to try to learn these things on the taxpayer's dime.
And final question, why did you decide to run now, and why are you the right candidate for this moment?
You know, I decided to run now because we are at a very critical time in Nevada's history. We're at a time in Nevada's history where if the right people are in the right jobs, folks are going to have different outcomes. And this has always been the case, right? We don't know exactly what the crisis is going to be. We don't know where the Trump administration is going to decide on any given day to push back and hurt Nevadans. But we do know that if we have the right people in the right jobs with the right skill sets who have the experience leading and managing through crisis, who don't back away or run from a fight, who aren't trying to do, the political calculus about whether or not something is the right decision or the wrong decision electorally, but they're going to make the right decision for Nevadans, not for donors, not for moneyed interest, but for Nevadans. If we do that work, if that type of person is in the AG's office, the state will be a better place. And look, if the state's a better place, that means it's a better place for my kids. It means it's a better place for the senator's kids. It means it's a better place for kids we've never even met. And I think it's really important to make sure we've got somebody in that job who knows how to do that work.
That's all we have time for. Thank you so much for joining us, Zach. Zach Conine is running for Attorney General. I'm Lucia Starbuck, and you're listening to Purple Politics Nevada. Happy spring equinox. We're talking about the Democratic race for Attorney General. I'm now joined by Nicole Cannizzaro. Thanks for speaking with us this morning as well, Nicole.
Oh, thank you so much for having me, Lucia.
So, same question. How do you view the job as the top cop in Nevada?
The Attorney General's office is truly a place where I think when we talk about things like protecting people's rights, this is the office that really has taken an outsized role in pushing back against federal overreach, in protecting people's fundamental rights. And so I think I view this job not only as a law enforcement officer who, yes, has to prosecute serious cases like scams and fraudulent schemes, like child, child sex abuse and trafficking, and to take down some of those really intense cases. But this is also the office where we see, attorneys general are on the front lines protecting people's reproductive rights, protecting our voting rights, making sure that, when we're talking about immigration and ICE agents being in our communities, that we are holding them accountable and that we are keeping people safe. This is also the office that takes a large step in consumer protection. So when we think about things like how are corporations taking advantage of ways in which they can harm consumers by charging different prices or by artificially inflating, you know, the things that we're paying for at the store. This is where attorneys general are able to step in. And we're watching it happen on the front lines now with attorneys general throughout the United States. And so I view this office as not only a place where we are functionally, you know, providing good advice and helping to lead state agencies, but it also is the office where we are keeping people safe, where we are focused on people's rights and on protecting those. And I think for me, it is the place where you want someone in that office who not only has done good, smart policy work, fighting for healthcare, voting rights, reproductive rights, and for an economy that really does work for everyone, but you need someone who can take that fight on day one, who has been in a courtroom, who has fought tough fights and has never backed down. And for me, you know, I'm someone who's been in the legislature for the last 10 years. For the last 8 years, I have been privileged to serve as the first female majority leader in the state Senate in state history. I'm a born and raised Nevadan, and I'm a former prosecutor and current litigator who has lots of courtroom experience and is ready to kind of jump in, be battle tested, and fight these fights on day one.
There are so many issues, and I know it's almost impossible to choose one, but I'm curious, what do you think is the top issue, and how will you address it if elected?
You know, I think part of what we're watching is that attorneys general really are taking the lead in protecting people's rights. It's hard to really pick a top issue, so I'll sort of focus on, I think, a couple. First and foremost,
wait, just choose one.
Okay. It's so critical. You know, I'll talk about one that I think is really salient at this point. We are watching from an unprecedented level an attack on our very fundamentals of our democratic system, right? How we vote, how we participate, what our rights are. And part of that fight really is coming to, and as we're watching, as we're coming up to the elections in November, we are watching that happen as we are looking at attacks on our voting rights. It's part of why, you know, in this last special session, I fought to put forward an amendment, a constitutional amendment that will help to further enshrine voting rights in the Nevada Constitution to make sure that everyone is able to vote, that we aren't scared of going to the polls. I think that that is such a critical piece of what it is we are watching attorneys general do. And if we want to continue to live in a place where we have things like attorneys general, where we have, you know, elected officials, where we have the right to live our lives and to raise our children. You know, I've got three little boys who are 4, 2, and 1, where we have the right to go to school and get a good education. I'm a very proud graduate of the University of Nevada, Reno, go Wolfpack. You know, if we want to enshrine and keep those rights, we really have to preserve our democracy. And so I think that attorneys general are, we're watching it and will be on the front lines of making sure that, you know, the federal administration does not come in and take our voter roll data so that they can go after immigrants, so that they can go after women, so that they can look for people who are exercising these daily freedoms and make them, you know, victims of this erosion that we are watching on a daily basis. And so I think, you know, you need an attorney general who is ready to not only to walk into court, to file the lawsuit, who understands what it means when we're talking about what is a proper venue, what is the right argument to make, how do we do that, and how do we fight back? Your attorneys general are really on the front lines of doing that. And I think the fight for democracy and for our voting rights is a critical one. And if we don't engage now, there won't be a system for us to work within to do all of the other things that we talk about, consumer protection, keeping people safe, and preserving all of these, you know, wonderful rights. I think focusing on that preservation of democracy is incredibly important. But I think that you need someone who is sort of ready for that fight on day one. And that is frankly a battle that we've been fighting at the legislature for, gosh, a number of years, from doing mail-in voting and getting everyone to vote at vote centers and making sure that ballots are accessible in multiple languages and all of the different things that we have done. And now this constitutional amendment that I think is going to just give us some further protections.
Many in this country feel that due process does not exist anymore and that the Constitution is no longer being followed. How would you restore the rule of law?
So I think attorneys general really are on the front lines of, when we talk about what is the rule of law, we have to make sure that we have an attorney general who understands what that means. That means that we have to be able to fight back in court. It means we have to be able to provide good advice to state agencies. We have to preserve that by sort of protecting it and demonstrating it. Due process is incredibly important. And so when we watch things like people being swept up in the streets and not having access to due process to make their case for why they were here and what sort of, you know, because we are watching people who are here on asylum, who are here on visas, who are here with legal process attached to them living in our communities. It is incredibly important that we have someone who is ready and willing to say, no, we don't get to just strip people's rights without having the ability to walk into court. We don't get to have law enforcement act outside the bounds of the law without taking into consideration people's rights along the way. And that's what due process is, right? Due process is not this sort of ethereal idea. It is that if you are going to be encountered by law enforcement, they are going to respect the rights that exist in our Constitution, and that you are going to have an ability to show up in court and to make your case, that you are going to be treated with respect, and that we are going to follow the rule of law. And so I see those two things as being intertwined, and being not only the top lawyer in the state to not only advise agencies to make sure that they are following their processes when we talk about things like awarding licenses, when we talk about how it is we as a state are going to engage with the federal government and how it is that we're going to go and protect Nevadans, you really have to be focused on making sure no one is above the law, that we are following the right processes, and that we're willing to step in and take a very active role when that doesn't happen.
We are seeing two systems of criminal justice for Latino immigrants. ICE enforcement has surged in Nevada, much of it inside of jails. Latino immigrants are being handed, after their initial arrest, being handed over to ICE and deported without adjudication before their criminal cases are resolved. What can the AG do?
I absolutely think that that is exactly what we were just talking about, right? Mm-hmm. You cannot have people who are picked up, taken into custody by any sort of law enforcement, and not have the right to be heard. That is fundamental to our Constitution, and it is fundamental to due process. One of the things that we worked very hard on this last special session, because we had a bill that actually came last legislative session by several of my colleagues in the Assembly, that would have said, hey, we are not going to allow ICE to be on school grounds. We're not going to allow them to disrupt the school day without legal process, right? Which means an actual warrant and not an administrative warrant, a judicial warrant, right? Something that has probable cause attached to it. Something that says there's something that we have there that we need to go and get, and here is why. And a judge is going to sign that, and local law enforcement is going to help execute that. We worked very hard on a bill in special session and attached it to some legislation. And I was proud of this. And I want to just say a huge thank you to all of my Assembly and Senate colleagues who helped work on this, right? Who have people who reached out to them, and we worked together on this policy that basically does not allow ICE agents on school grounds without a lawful judicial warrant. We are keeping students safe. We are going into a place where we know that in other cities and in other towns, and we've watched, you know, efforts to come onto school grounds to go after students, to take them into ICE custody and to force families into those systems. We said no. When people are picked up, for example, as you mentioned, for a criminal case and for ICE custody, they have been put into detention centers where friends and family and their lawyers cannot locate them, because these detention centers, some private owned, some public, do not have to post any information about who is in their custody. So functionally, families are losing their loved ones and they are being sent out of Nevada without anyone knowing where they're located. We went in and passed a law to fix that, to say that we are going to make sure that any detention facility operating in the state of Nevada, whether public or private, has to provide publicly available information so that families, lawyers, can get to people who have been placed into custody so that they can make sure that their rights are preserved, so that they can have their voice heard in court. And so that level of due process exists and is enforced. And your attorney general is tasked with making sure that local law enforcement helps to abide by that, and making sure that we as a state are abiding by Nevada laws, and making sure that no one who is in Nevada is operating outside the bounds of the law.
If you were elected as AG, what bill would you put forward during the legislative session?
I have a focus to do, I think, a couple of things when the legislative session comes. And, you know, for me, I've been in the legislature for the last 10 years. I've served as the majority leader for the last 8. And I know exactly how crazy that legislative session can sometimes get. There's a lot of moving parts, but I think it's incredibly important as the next attorney general to focus on bringing down the costs of things like housing. We know that there have been a number of pieces of legislation worked on to deal with corporate investors, to deal with housing costs. As Attorney General, I want to focus on, you know, real estate scams and making sure that that pricing is fair for people. I want to focus on how corporations are sometimes using tactics to charge people different amounts for the same sorts of goods. And so I think that's incredibly important. And then I know we've talked a lot about voting rights. I've been a huge champion for reproductive rights. I think that there is still a lot of space in there to fight. We worked on a bill last session for IVF and to preserve people's rights to have access to affordable health care, and especially reproductive health care. And that's something that I continue to be focused on. And then, you know, we are going to work on making sure we continue to protect Nevadans across the board. But I'm ready for this job on day one and can't wait.
And just 15 seconds left. Why did you decide to run now, and why are you the right candidate for this moment?
For the last 10 years, I've been working on really important policy here in the state, bringing down the cost of healthcare, including putting forward a very affordable healthcare, you know, option for Nevadans, reproductive rights, voting rights, making sure that communities are safe. And I have been a practicing attorney for the last 16 years, 11 of that as a former prosecutor in the Clark County DA's office, where I took on tough cases, racketeering, identity theft, and took down identity theft rings.
Thank you so much. That's all we have time for. That was Nicole Cannizzaro running for Attorney General. I'm Lucia Starbuck, and you've been listening to Purple Politics Nevada. We have more candidates lined up for the June primary, so stay tuned.